Continue a little bit with the halachic survey that we began last time in terms of kavod. Just to start off, since this week, this Friday is Yom Yerushalayim, so we've spoken about kavod for people, which we've spoken, and that's the primary focus, right? We've spoken about kavod for parents and teachers and kavod habriyot, we spoke about kavod hamet, right? We'll speak about additional kavod for people also. I spoke about with the students also the kavod. We have kavod also in regard to Shabbos. It's a pasuk in Yeshayahu, right, that you have to have kavod for Shabbos. It's one of the Rambam writes there in the 30th chapter of Hilchot Shabbat that there are four categories of laws in regard to Shabbat: Shamor, Zachor, Kavod, and Oneg. So there's a whole category based on that pasuk in Shayahu of kavod for Shabbos. So that's also another. So you have kavod for people, you have kavod for times, special times, right? And you have also, we're going to add today in honor of Yom Yerushalayim, you have kavod also for places, corresponding to the kedushat hazman, kedushat hamakom, and kedushat hagever, or the person. So you have kavod, respect, that reflects the sanctity or holiness of each of those. So this week we have Shalayim. As we know, we all daven towards Yerushalayim, towards Kodesh HaKodashim. It's the holiest place on earth. And we have to have kavod. There's something called kavod Knesset also, right, which is a reflection, because the Beit HaKnesset is a Mikdash Me'at, right, is a small temple. So the Kedusha of the Beit Knesset is connected with the Kedusha of the Beit HaMikdash as well. And then there's a Mishnah in Kalim. I don't know if we learned it ever in this particular group, but the Mishnah in Kalim lists that there are 10 levels of Kedusha. And it goes, starts about, it talks about Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, and within Eretz Yisrael, the Beit HaMikdash and the Kodesh HaKadashim, corresponding kind of to the Mishnah in Brachot, which talks about where you daven to. Right? It actually goes through step by step. You daven towards Yerushalayim, towards Eretz Yisrael. You daven towards Yerushalayim. If you're in Yerushalayim, you daven towards the Beit HaMikdash. If you're near the Beit HaMikdash, you daven towards the Kodesh HaKodashim. If you're so wherever you are, and if you can't, you don't know which direction to face, then you just direct your heart towards Yerushalayim. So that's a Mishnah in Brachot, and you have a Mishnah in Kelim, talking about the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, the centrality of Yerushalayim, and the focus on the Kodesh HaKodesh and the Beit HaMikdash. So, out of respect for that sanctity, there are certain things we do out of kavod for the Beit HaKnes, for the Beit HaMikdash, and even for the Beit HaKnesset. We know one is not permitted to use the Beit HaKnesset to do kapandarya, the Gemara says. Kapandarya means, you're not allowed to use it as a shortcut. Yeah, the barber is on the other side of the Beit Knesset, and you're over here. You can't go through the Beit HaKnesset to go to the barber. You're not supposed to wear your money belt. Interesting, in the Beit is a special kind of belt, whatever. Kavod Beit HaKnesset. And there's laws about spitting and other kinds of things in the Beit HaKnesset. How to treat it with extra dignity and respect, corresponding also to the many laws that have kavod for Beit HaMikdash. So you have, you have person, time, right, and place. So I thought, just to mention, Teddy Kotlik, who was not a firm person, but had a huge yeshiva, the mayor of Jerusalem had it for many, many decades, had certainly an appreciation, if not for the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, which he probably did on some level, but for the specialness. And Kedusha really means specialness anyhow, so for the specialness of Yerushalayim. And one thing he did, which I think that, this corresponds maybe to Rav Kook's attitude towards the secular founders of the State of Israel. You know, they did a very holy thing, and they should be respected and thanked for that. That's the attitude of religious Zionism. So likewise, we should have the same attitude, I think, towards Teddy Kotlik's takana, his decree, that all buildings in Yerushalayim should be built with Evan Yerushalmi. Evan Yerushalmi, Jerusalem stone, is similar to, but not identical with, the Beit HaMikdash, with the stones of the Kotel. So if you think about Kavod Yerushalayim, that was something that he did in honor of and in respect for Yerushalayim. So I start that today, of course, because Friday being Yom Yerushalayim, it will be appropriate to talk also about Kedushat HaMakom and Kavod for the Makom HaMikdash and Kavod for the Beit HaMikdash. And you have a picture of it, too. Right. So a couple of kids told me they're going to Israel this week. Very nice. So I said I gave them a homework assignment. They should check out this Jerusalem stone. And they should see, in particular, one class I started talking about also, the Yerushalayim Shel Zahav of Naomi Shemer, that when the sun reflects off the stones, right, of course, it looks like real gold. So this is something important to keep in mind this particular week, and as we talk about the Mitzvah of Kavod. So last time, we spoke about the Mitzvah of Kavod Chachamim. We're actually on this page, the respect for the sages, and we're continuing our halachic survey. And the Mitzvah, L'chabed L'chachmei Torah, the Mitzvah to give Kavod to the sages of the Torah. Shinemar Kavod Chachamim Yinchalo. It says in the underlined portion on the left side. Right, it's a pasuk, and it's also a Mishnah. It's quoted by the Mishnah. It's a pasuk in Mishnah. It's quoted by a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot that Chachamim inherit or deserve kavod, respect. The Odam Rusha Kola Yudeya Bechaveru Shu Gadol Mimenu Afilu V'Davar Echad. If you know somebody, they're graven in one thing. Afilu L'Lamad Menu Davar Chayav Inhog B'Kavod. Even if you learn nothing from them, if they're greater than you in one thing, you have to give kavod. Shenemar. This is from Daniel, so it's an Aramaic. Kavel di ruach yitera bay, and he translates Neshaitad. But Daniel ruach yitera. Daniel had an extra spirit in him. Hayam minatzeach mit kabel shah sarim. He would win out and beat out the other sarim. So if a person even has one thing, and this is there's no person that doesn't, one attribute, one quality, one talent, different above yours, then you have to give kavod to that person. It's a remarkable thing. And he quotes it later, I think. But also, the Gemara says if somebody has taught you even one halacha, you have to call them Rebbe, etc. And on the left-hand page, you turn to the next page. Kavod, you see the arrow as well. Kavod chachamim kinu b'talmud ase shel kavod haTorah. It's a mitzvah ase of kavod haTorah. Shemiklal kavod haTorah hu shechaber adam et chachamim nosea. That out of kavod for Torah, you have to give honor and respect to the sages who carry the Torah. V'chilul ha-Torah hu im eino mechabdam. And it's a desecration of Torah if you don't give kavod to them. And then the next underlined part, v'hadarta p'nei zakein, you have to give hidur, beauty, kavod, respect to a zakein. And the last line over there I underline, she zakein ha-ino chacham, zakein is a chacham, because why? It says zeh shekara chachma. Now the page that I had brought last time, I didn't have it with me now, but also talks about, it also stems from Kavod of Hashem, and Kavod Yirat Hashem, but it certainly, this Kavod, like all others, I don't have the exact reference with me right now, but also, like the other aspects, stems the Kavod Chachamim, representatives of Hashem, and Yirat may stem from Yirat Hashem, it stems also from a requirement to give Kavod to Hashem. You're giving kavod to the chachamim. That I just don't have the quote there. Okay, so we've spoken about so many different areas. Let's turn over the page now to talk about. Did we do kavod melachim yet? I don't remember. Kings. And the pages are upside down, inside out here. Okay. I think we actually did kavod melachim last time, right?
No,
we did not. Okay. Okay. So kavod melachim. You see, it's on page Tafrei Samach Dalet. Okay, even if we did, it's worth repeating, right? Okay. Achiv lachlok kavod lamelach. The obligation to give honor to the king. Bein melach Yisrael, bein melach umot olam. Whether it's a Jewish king or a king from the nations of the world. Bedibor o b'masim yuchadim. With speech or with special actions. Okay? That besides, he says in Aleph, after the table of contents there, achiv mikoro. Besides the mitzvah to appoint the king and to treat the king with fear and trembling, as the mitzvah to appoint the king. Besides that, there is also a mitzvah to, it's on the page to the right of it. If you skip, there's also a mitzvah also to give kavod to the king. The person, it's kind of the divine right of kings in many ways is a halachic concept, not exactly in the same way as a secular or non-Jewish concept, but the concept does exist. And if you, after the little three, you see the little three, just one line or two lines above that arrow, okay, it says, V'af malchei ha'umot ha'olam b'chal chiyuv zeh. And even the kings of the nations of the world are included. U'anikra kavod melachim. This is called kavod melachim. V'yeshu huskar b'shem emat malchut, and some call it the fear of the king. Chen darshu et hakatuv v'yidaber Hashem al Moshe v'el Aaron v'yitzaveim al b'nei Yisrael al paro melech Mitzrayim tzivam lachlok kavod l'malchut. From here Rashi and the Midrashim learn that that Hashem commanded Moshe and Aaron and Israel to have kavod for Paro. Right? Kavod for Paro. That's to sound like Paro killed Jews, Paro enslaved Jews, but you have kavod for Paro. I remember, and this is something that sticks with me my whole life, in high school, there was a president who was a farmer, the president of the United States, and some boys in my high school class, I think it was, I don't know, it was 9th or 10th grade, were making fun of the president of the United States, and the Rebbe got very angry at them. And he said, you're lacking in kavod malchut. You're lacking in, there's a mitzvah, you have to give kavod to the president of the United States, even though you don't like his policies, you can say you don't like his policies, but you can't treat the president of the United States with disrespect. It's kavod chomer. If you can't treat Paro, who was a Russia, with disrespect, so a president of the United States, even if you don't like what he does, you have to give him kavod. All right? And Moshe and Aaron also, is a famous Rashi, the next underlined part, he says, V'yardu kol avadecha eilei eilei v'shtachavu li levor, v'lomru v'yarata eilei v'shtachavita li. And all of your slaves, Moshe doesn't tell Paro, you're going to bow down to me. He uses the euphemism and he says, your avadim will come and bow down to me, Hashem says. But he doesn't, in order to get covered for Paro, he doesn't say that Paro himself is going to bow down because that's not covered for the Melech. So again, the same thing, even with Paro, can you imagine? It doesn't mean that Paro didn't deserve punishment. That's Hashem's job. But for us to, when we speak, Moshe and Aaron and Bnei Yisrael had to give a certain level of kavod, of honor and respect to Paro, even though he was a Melech Rasha. We find another instance, if you go pretty far down, you'll see Eliyahu has to give kavod to Achav, who was a Melech Rasha also. You see that further down in the paragraph. It's a remarkable thing. Right? And if you look at the last line of that paragraph, this is a very important line. Shehayirnei HaMelech hu bichlal yirat Hashem ki hu tziva bekach. The fear of the king is included in yirat Hashem because God is the one who commanded that. Okay, that's a very, very interesting thing. And if you look at the next paragraph, next arrow on the left-hand column, continuing this theme, with it's the highlighted section. Moshe malchuta de arake and malchuta de rikia. The malchut on earth is similar to the malchut in Shamayim. And if you're mezalzel in the kavod of the king, it's as if you're mezalzel in kavod Hashem. Okay, and if you're the last paragraph that I highlighted, v'chal melech shamru shechayvim b'chvodo, yesh min achronim shekavshu kol shalit osar shemivarchim ala b'riyato, afilu b'medina acharet. Any great official that you'll say a bracha upon seeing them. Could be, the Queen of England, for sure, right? But there are other people that might fall into that category also. But there is clearly, you have to give dignity, respect, honor to any official who has a public office. And similar to what we spoke about Kavod Chachamim, it's not so much the person, per se, but it's the office. And it's the Talmud Chacham, it's the Torah. The Talmud Chacham was a receptacle of the Torah of Hashem, and as a representative of Hashem, the Melech is also, in his way, representative of Hashem also. Different representation of Hashem, different component of Hashem, if you will, but he is representing Hashem also. And it stems from Kavod Hashem and Yirat Hashem. I think we see the pattern repeating itself over and over. In each of these areas, the Kavod stems from Hashem's Kavod. So ultimately, right, it says, Baruch Kivod Hashem Im Kamo, that the Kavod of Hashem, that is Hashem's involvement on this earth, is greater than his involvement even in the upper spheres. Kavod in this world means God's manifestation of his glory, of his involvement in this world. That's called Kavod Hashem. And that could take the form of a king, it could take the form of a Talmud Chacham, take the form of your parents, it could even be found in a Shabbos or a holy place like Yerushalayim or the Beis HaMikdash. So these are all components and stem from the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. So after Kavod Malachim, let's go to the Kavod Chachamim. Okay. Just it's really quite remarkable just how all-encompassing the attitude of kavod is. Okay? Now, kavod is, besides kavod chachamim, in general, sages, we're now going to turn the pages, it's tough reish ayin, kavod rabo amor rabo. Kavod for his Rebbe or his or fear for his Rebbe. So the definition is in the different print here. Chiyuvo shal atalmi l'chabed rabo shilmedo Torah l'ira'uto. The obligation on a student to give kavod for his, to his Rebbe, to taught him Torah, and to be fearful for him. Does everybody see his page tough reish aleph? You've got to flip it upside down a little bit. Okay. So there are two kinds of rabbeim. There's a regular Rebbe, and there's a Rebbe Muvhak. Rebbe Muvhak, as he says in the highlighted portion, is the Rebbe who we learn most of his Torah from. Hunika Rabbo Muvhak. Shechayad linhog bo kavod yeter mipnei shehu yoter mipnei shehu mivyo lecha olam haba. Because the Rebbe brings him to olam haba. Parents bring a child into this world. The Rebbe brings the child to Olam Haba. There's actually the Gemara in Bava Metzia, which Daf Yomi should get to very shortly. It also talks to this famous Gemara, Yumeshiv Avedat Rabo, before Avedat Aviv. You return the lost object to his Rebbe first for the same reason. But it, many times also the parent is also the Rebbe, so you get both in one count. But the kavod of the Rebbe, also because the Rebbe brings the child into Olam Haba. Okay, and if you look on the next page, the top of the page, it's like the last line. Even if he lo lamadim menu ela davarecha, even one thing, I mentioned this before, chayav lechavdo v'kibudim mesayamim, you have to give him kavod. So even if you learn just a little bit from that teacher, you have to give them kavod. Now if you look down in the highlighted portion again, al hachiyuv lechaber et rabo b'hakbalat panim mizmanim mesayim, is an interesting concept of visiting the Rebbe, and this is a Hasidic custom, at certain times. Hakbalat Pnei Rabo, it's called, right? There are lots of stories about, I've told some various stories about this Hasid is going to, on the Shalosh Regalim in particular. Some Hasidim had a minhag to go on Hanukkah also. Different times of the year, there's a minhag to go be Hakbalat Pnei Rabo, to greet your Rebbe. And there are shilas also, can you walk through water on Shabbos and Yontif to greet your Rebbe? What's allowed? You know, because it's brought down in the Gemara also, it's not just a Hasidic custom, the concept of going to visit your Rebbe, because the Rebbe is the embodiment of Torah and represents the Shechina, etc. Now, if you look at the next, where the arrow is, the very well known Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, ve'ein lechak, the left hand column, ve'ein lechak kavod gadol mikavod harav, ve'lo mora yoter mimora. And there's no greater kavod from kavod for the Rebbe, no greater fear greater than the fear of the Rebbe. Ad shamru, not a coincidence, fits in the whole theme we're talking about, right? Mora rabcha, kimora shamayim. The fear of your Rebbe is like mora shamayim. Same thing we were saying repeatedly, right? Okay, same thing we were said over and over. It stems from kavod hashchina. If you look, some people, if the next paragraph, just for information, some people say the kavod of the Rebbe stems from the mitzvah which we just did before about kavod chachamim, so and kavod horim from parents, and there's not a separate mitzvah aseh. Others disagree. Okay, but what I wanted to stress here again was that where the arrow is, the connection again with Kavod HaShechina. You'll turn the page to the different text here. This is a Sefer on Kavod. Okay. We know that there is actually a three-way machloket about what is Klal Gadol BaTorah. What is the most important general principle of the Torah? So the most course is Rabbi Akiva. And many people say that, you know, that's the most often quoted one. Very important foundational principle, the golden rule. It's been cited in tens of millions of books and billions of people over it throughout history, stemming from the mitzvah of the Torah. Another opinion is that the Klal Gadol BaTorah is this: Ze Sefer Toldot Adam, Bidmut Elokim Asauto. That the fact that the human being was created B'Tzelem Elokim, and as I omer, ze klal gadol b'Torah. This is the great principle, the greatest principle of the Torah. Okay, shelo tomar ho'il b'nit bazati, Yidvazeh chaverimi. Since I don't care if people spit at me or throw dirt in my face, so I can do that to my friend also. Or let my friend also get spit in the face or have dirt thrown in his face. If I don't mind it, so also let him have it. Ha'il v'nit kalalti, I was cursed, people were cursing me. Nit kalal chaverimi. Right? If somebody else gets it, also, and ki, it says in the parenthesis, ki tzarat rabim chatzi nechama. If you have misery, you have company in misery, people feel better, right? You feel better if you're not the only one who's being oppressed, the only one who's being cursed. So if you said, the klal gadol b'Torah z'yatov recha kamocha, okay, I don't mind getting dirt thrown in my face, so I can throw dirt in my friend's face also. So that's why he disagrees. Amar Rabbi Tanchuma, da, no, lefi mi ata mivaze. Who are you being mivaze? Are you are showing disrespect for? Are you denigrating? Who are you denigrating? Bidmut Elokim asa oto. The human being is made in God's image. Barehu ki ilu bazita lechalila et Elokim shasau. And it's if you were Mivaza Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Bereshit Rabbah. Just a little of the next line is from the famous Musar, famous beautiful Chafat Musar, Tomer Dvorah, which we've quoted before. Yargil Atzmo Lechaber HaNivraim Kulam. A person should get used to being Mechaber all creatures. Achar Sheyakir Bahem Ma'alat HaBorei Sheyatzar Adam Lechachma. Because he sees within every creation the greatness of God who created them with wisdom. Okay, we don't have to do the whole thing. It's the same idea. Okay? If you just skip to the next paragraph, the Tosfot Yontav and Rabbah says, "Mevazeh chaveiro b'rabim hu b'chlal ki dvar Hashem bizah." Someone who embarrasses his friend, or denigrates his friend in public, he's being mevazeh Hashem. Lefi she'adam nivra b'tzelem Elokim. This is the foundational. God, the human being, is created b'tzelem Elokim. So again, we see the same idea, that it's the person, when you're mevazeh, when you're desecrating, when you're denigrating, when you're not giving kavod to a person in any of these categories, you're also being mevazeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the foundational principle. And a person is created b'tzelem Elokim. By the way, just to give the full story, the third opinion, the first one of what's the klal gadol is v'ahavta recha kamocha. The second one is Sefer Toldot HaAdam, Dmut Elokim Asa Et Adam, which we just read. Third one is, the most surprising of all, which is a whole other drasha, etakeves echad taseh baboker, etakeves hasheni taseh ben habayim. The most striking of all, well, you bring the lamb in the morning, the lamb in the evening, it's the korban tamid. And the answer, well, why is that so important? Because one of the keys to Judaism is avudat Hashem hatmidit, serving God on a tamid, a daily, regular basis. It's not just, today I don't feel like serving God and I'm going to, just going to do whatever I want. Tomorrow, I'll go to synagogue, or I'll go once a week or once a year or whatever, and I won't do anything else the rest of the time. I'll keep kosher once in a while. That doesn't work. Right? In the religion, sometimes you can go once a week. If you're very religious, you can go, By us, Avodat Hashem is Timidit. And therefore, so whatever we're talking, that's just the third one. I'll leave that hanging because I mentioned it. But there's a whole other shiur on the concept of serving God on a daily basis. It's tefillah. It's all aspects of serving God. It's tefillah, which has to be every day. It's kriyat shema. It's any mitzvah. There are also, the Mishnah Berurah mentions, he quotes from the Chovot HaLevavot, that there are six mitzvot tmidiyot that a person has to keep, like avat Hashem, yirat Hashem, that a person has to keep in mind at all times. He mentioned at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, quotes from Chovot HaLevavot. But there are certain other things that a person has to believe and think, and certain things a person has to do. And it has to be on a regular basis. And if you don't have the regularities, so it may be kavod also is something we have to renew each day, the attitude of respect towards others. It's not such a simple thing. If you take a look, I just happened to reading a drush or whatever, Chaim Shmulevitz on the topic. If you look at the last page, it's in like type, right? It's like a typewriter type, right? It's a courier or something, right? I'm not sure. The kachsha in the first hour. The kachsha nino ba'avot. Mishnah Navot, we know. Menzomo omer is a hum mechubad and mechavir et tebriot. Who is honorable? One who honors others. That's how you define who is honorable. Lomar ben zoma izu mechubad geon o tzadik. He didn't say who is honorable, a genius or a righteous person. Ela mechaber kabriot, but one who gives kavod to others. Right. So all these categories of kavod. So you are mechubad, I'm mechubad. If we give kavod to all these categories we've been talking about. The chayr amru chazal. And chazal says, lama nikra kadosh baruch hu melech hakavod. Say this in the David Mizmor. Why is God called the King of? This is what defines God. He is the King of glory, the King of honor, to be more literal. Shehu chole kavod liyav. God is called Melech HaKavod. Even God is mechabed. He shares his kavod with all of us in all the we just discussed. It's not because just God is great. It's because what makes God great is that he's cholek kavod liyav. He distributes. Here chalek is to distribute. To those who fear him, to all of us, to human beings, and even to places, Yerushalayim, and all the things we've discussed. God distributes kavod. Ketzad, how so? Melech basar v'adam ein roch yosu sov ein yoshu al kiso. A king of flesh and blood, there's actually halachos about this, right? The appurtenances of the king, that is, his horse and his throne, etc. It's usher to sit on the king's throne. It's usher, that's why they made a big deal by Haman, right? And Haman and Mordechai. Mordechai went on the king's horse and he got the king's right? That's an unusual practice. To the extent, in fact, there's a halacha that is sorfin ala melachim. When a king dies, they often burn the appurtenances of the king, namely his robes and various things. There was a custom for many centuries and millennia to burn the property, at least the personal property of the king, because it's pashnis, no one else should use the king's property. It's a p'chisas hakavod of the king. And there's a question whether it's midarchei ayamori, the Gemara asks, are we allowed to do this? Also, for Jewish kings, it's a question. But anyhow, that's a practice. You can't use any of the property of a king, because by doing that, you're pochit from the kavod of the king. However, here's the punchline, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hoshiv L'Shlomo Akiso. But God, put Shlomo HaMelech, was not sitting on his own throne, he was sitting on God's throne. That is the ultimate. God, you know, is unlimited. He has so much kavod to give out, it doesn't take by one iota away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he gives kavod l'reya to Shlomo HaMelech. And Shlomo was actually sitting on the throne of God. Okay, and then on a or interpersonal level, to continue, then we're on Erevin. Amru lekach zachu beitilo shikvu halacha kvotan. The famous, very, very famous Gemara is quoted many times. Why was Beitilel went out? Why did they went out over Beit Shammai in so many situations? So the Gemara says, Mimnei shehayu shonim divrehem v'divrei Beit Shammai, because they would learn and they would say first even their words plus they would say their words plus the words of Beit Shammai. They wouldn't just follow their own opinion. V'lo od. Not only that, Elosh Hayu Makdimim Divrei Beit Shammai Divrei. They would put Beit Shammai's words prior to their words. They would mention the other opinion first. Tremendous kavod giving to Beit Shammai. Umuchach Mizeh, and we can prove from here, Kim HaMechaber Et HaBriot Lo Rak Shenikra Mechubar. If you give respect to others, you're not only called Mechubar, Ela Azochel Asuke Shmata Ta'aliba Dihilchota. But you have a special zechut that Kadosh Baruch Hu grants you that you could figure out what the halacha is. He covered abriot himala hamashlimat adam mechol miksot hashlemut. Because kavod to people is something which makes completes a person in all areas of completeness. And in the Balei HaMusar, shlemut is the ultimate. You have the completeness, wholeness. We say also a person's not shalem unless they get married. We talk about shlemut, and we're only shalem if each of us gives a machzit hashekel, so we're shalem when we connect with another Jew, and together we make a whole shekel. So the concept of shlemut is a goal in life, is a very powerful goal. So for a person to reach a level of shlemut, a person has to give kavod to other people. So for us to reach perfection or completeness or wholeness, we have to give kavod. We have to give kavod to other people. I wanted to take a look. There's one area of kavod which we didn't really discuss at all much, and that's in the background. This is. It's in the chapter called Betzelem Elokim, which, as we've mentioned before, that's where all kavod comes from. All the different categories of kavod stem from Tzelem Elokim. This is a book that was co-published by Rabbi Werner, and I forgot the other, in memory of, it was Rabbi Yeager's daughter, I believe. Look in the dedication, it's a beautiful sefer. And I told Rabbi Werner it's given me a lot of chizuk. And this is from the first chapter. So the first quote... is from Mishnah Rabbi Aaron, and the second one you'll see is from Aaron Agadol Mikarlin, not necessarily related. It says on the top, the second paragraph on the top, "Chayav adam nitbonen lakir hachashivut hagdola sheyesh bo be'atzmuto." Realize and recognize his own importance. B'kach shemitaveh bo befal imakarato b'chashivut zo. And the actual koach, strength that he gets with acknowledgement of this. B'kol kama shemarbeh b'akara zo kein mitrabeh to gadla bo chashivuto. As long as the more a person recognizes their own importance, the greater the person is. V'zeo gorem gadol b'kari l'tikun ha'masim yoter mikol. And this will help a person improve their ways more than anything. Sharimidat hakarat chashivuto leolam yachshov b'dato impula kazo ruyalo vagunalo. A person's going to ask themselves, is this activity appropriate for me to engage in? As a frum Jew, as a Torah-fearing Jew, is this the right thing for me to be doing? Should I be reading this? Should I be doing this? Should I be walking there? Should I be going to this place? V'yimne mikol ma'aseh mikol hitnahagut she'ena l'chikvod chashivuto. And they won't do something that's not appropriate for their own dignity and respect. Shrei banim atem ru'im atem liyot na'im. You have to be beautiful, you are children. Banim atem l'ashem okechem. And each of us, each Jew, has to look at themselves with their self-dignity, their self-worth, their self-importance, their self-honor and respect. And if we have respect for ourselves, kavod atzmi, respect for ourselves, then we will refrain from certain things. Because we'll say, it's pashtness for me, as a firm Jew, to be involved in this, engaged in this, to be doing this. And this, I actually have quoted many times in the next paragraph. This is from Shaluach Hasidim Rav Aaron Agadol Mikarlin. The Hasidim asked Rav Aaron Agadol, from Karlin, Mahu ha-mafriya hachi gadol l'avudat Hashem? What is the worst disruption or obstacle to serving God? Powerful question. Chashava admor la'ima analahem. He thought for a few moments and he answered, Lida'ati, in my opinion, ha'inyan hachi chamor yilishkoach afilu l'rega she'anachnu b'nei melech, to forget even for one moment that we are the children of the king of the world. A powerful idea. Never to forget that. The Tzidkat HaTzadik in the next paragraph says, "Keshem tzitzarich adam la'amin ba'Hashem yitbarach." Just like a person has to believe in God, kach tzarich achar kach la'amin ba'atzmo. A person has to believe in themselves as well. It's a lomar sheyesh la'Hashem yitbarach esek imo, v'sheinenu poel batel, v'shebin laila hayav bin laila avar. That God has what to do with him. God cares about him. Okay, just the last paragraph he talks about is skipping to the pre-tzaddik, the same person. That kol echad miYisrael humidu gal b'davar echad al kol Yisrael. Everybody has something over every other Jew, which they're special at. Right, and davar zehu b'chinat melech al kol Yisrael. He's like a king over all of Israel. Kol echad yesh lo davar echad shabazehu nivchar b'keter al kol Yisrael. Every person has, just like we have unique fingerprints, unique faces. The Gemara says, each person has a tremendous uniqueness. Every child, every adult is different, is special. And this will help us with the concept of self-respect. Kavod atzmi. We can't forget it. On the one hand, we don't want to overdo it with kavod for ourselves. We don't want to be, and that will be a little bit, we'll talk about that next time, actually. And we don't overdo it by looking at ourselves too much. But at the same time, and especially vis-a-vis our children, we want to give to them this feeling of importance, of self-worth, and this is a tremendous help in Avodat Hashem. So it's amazing though how a Jew under the most difficult, the most dire of circumstances can maintain Kavod Atzmi. There's a story in I think it's Rav Horowitz, who was a great tzaddik in Europe. I don't remember which city, which country. I think it was Hungary, perhaps. I'm not sure. And he, people used him for especially all different times of the year, like we spoke about before, visiting the Rebbe. One of the times, and I remember this also, I've gone to Rebbe's for Lekach, on Rosh Hashanah, they go get some honey cake. So a young child from just before the Shoah recalls going to this great Rebbe, Grand Rebbe, attired in a beautiful bekesha with like velvet sleeves, etc., very royal-looking Rebbe, magnificent thing, and he comes in, he gets a lekach, and he feels so, it's a wonderful, beautiful, special experience. And then everything changes overnight, and there's the Holocaust. Everybody gets sent. This whole family gets sent to the concentration camp. And in the concentration camp, this little boy, who's now getting a little bit older, is observing around the concentration. He sees this very strange-looking man who's emaciated, wandering around the camp. It looks like he lost his mind, and he's not doing anything. And the little boy's father, they were lucky enough, it was a work camp of some sort. The little boy's father gave some of his meager rations to this unusual-looking man who was just wandering aimlessly around the camp. And one night, the father of the boy disappears for many hours. The whole family, of course, gets very concerned. The Nazis killed him. They don't know. And the father returns 1 o'clock in the morning with a big smile on his face. And he said, "Son, the family, of course, we were so worried about you. What happened?" He said, "I'll tell you what, I faced off not too long ago. We're almost in shuras, but this night we had a Seder like I never had in my life. We went to this barracks, and this man who you see wandering around the concentration camp, my son, this was Rabbi Rabinowitz, the great rabbi that you know. Yes, now he's a fraction of who he was physically, but that night he had clarity like he never had in his whole life, and he recited the entire Haggadah by heart. And we had a Seder like we never had a Seder, and that's why it's a beautiful Seder." And and the mice of this family, they lived through the Holocaust, including the rabbi. They brought him, regained fully all his faculties. But this father, this family somehow took care of them after the Shoah. Also, it's a story with a pretty happy ending, relatively speaking. But the fact that a person can help others, themselves, and also help others maintain dignity under the most horrendous, horrifying circumstances, a person can't forget, as Rav Aharon HaGadol says, Aharon HaGadol Mikarlin, Shanachdu b'nei melech malcho shel olam. Should be mechabit others and places, things, Shabbos, Yushalayim, and we should also help ourselves and our children obtain also kavod atzmi.